It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So Maury reunited with Charlie Sheen last night. If you hadn't been listening to the show when all that stuff with Charlie Sheen was going on, I guess it was what, last year?
Last April.
When Charlie was in town displaying his nervous breakdown to paying customers at Massey Hall, which is exactly what that was. It was a total cry for help. And I think even he admits that now. He took a shining to Damn It, Maury. And he only did three interviews while he was here, and all three of them happened to be with Damn It, Maury. So much so that if you remember, at that time, Charlie Sheen was running a contest where he wanted some sort of life intern. Like, Charlie Sheen was offering up his... good morning, Maury.
Good morning.
Charlie Sheen was offering up his wisdom to an intern that would then get to go to LA and sort of like live with them and stuff. And so he did this huge Twitter contest, and it made news all over the world. People wanted to be Charlie Sheen's intern, and he basically told Maury, hey, listen, if you want this, it's yours.
Yeah.
Like, we'll do away with this whole contest thing we're doing. Like, I love you, bro. And if you want to come and live with me at my house in Los Angeles and be my intern, the job is yours.
That's kind of scary.
You know, thank God, Maury, you didn't make that decision.
Oh, yeah, you'd be dead by now.
Oh, no, because you don't want me to leave here.
Well, no, because Charlie sobered up before you would have landed in Los Angeles and you would be out of work.
Charlie.
I know you.
Yeah, let's talk, man. Let's talk. Come on over here. All right, so what's the deal? Your love and hate with Twitter. What's the deal with you and Twitter? You're back on now?
I guess. I never wanted to be on in the first place, and I guess I rode that wave for as long as I could. But it's an amazing tool to reach out to a lot of people, but I don't like everybody knowing what I'm doing every second of the day, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess Bob put us back on, my Tweetmaster, to promote the show this week.
Here's my thing about show business. People are like Charlie Sheen. Listen, this whole Twitter thing, you know, I don't like people what I'm knowing, what I'm doing 24 hours a day. The concept of Twitter, Charlie, people only know what you're doing if you tweet about it.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't have to every hour check in.
It's not a tracking device. it's Twitter, for God's sake.
Oh man, this one's actually funny because here's Damn It, Maury giving Charlie Sheen advice on Charlie's new comedy show.
Oh God.
Anger management.
You know what I mean? Just
can I give you one advice for anger management?
One thing.
Can I give you one advice?
you forgot the word peace.
You know what I mean?
Just can I give you one advice for anger management?
Sure.
One thing. Less laugh track. Let your jokes just stand for themselves.
I know. I think it depends on... well, we don't have an audience, but they play it in front of an audience, and then you get a real laugh track.
You're right. Great, less laugh track.
It is a little hot. You're right. You're right. A little bit hot, yeah.
Now you're going to notice less laugh track. Okay. You're welcome.
That was like the most boring inside show business. There wasn't even anything funny in there. Like, it turned into a very serious conversation about the...
well, because he's trying to defend his show now.
The levels of the... I know. Like, that's very insulting what you just said, Maury.
No, look, the show just started. You need some advice. I'm the guy that's not afraid to pass it on.
You're the guy that lies to people constantly for a living. It's what you do.
It's true.
Then sift through the lies and find yourself a nugget.
That made no sense whatsoever.
Charlie Sheen. Damn it, Maury.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station. Kiss 92.5.